Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to Freedom's Way and our message tonight. Praise the Lord. If anyone has opened... Hello, baby.
Hi.
If anybody has opened this message, hello. If you've opened this message as a podcast or from our website, please understand we are on a live teleconference meeting, so there will be people dialing in from all across the country. We'll give them an opportunity to get here. So we will start in about 3 to 5 minutes. And anytime you would like to join Freedom's Way on our teleconference meetings, they're held every Monday and Friday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code, which is 373-363-pound. You can also go online to www.freedomswayministries.com for more information about us and ways to support our ministry. So welcome, and if you would like to say hello, now is a good time to do that.
Hello, this is
hello.
Linda
and Jim and
Ayers. Hi,
and my
Linda.
Husband Jared.
Hi,
it's
Jared.
Linda and Jared Ayers.
Okay, welcome, welcome.
Thank
nice
you.
To meet you, Jared.
Hi there, it's Charlotte and Jim.
Hi, Charlotte and Jim. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, who's that, Annette?
Yeah. I wasn't sure if I was on speaker or not. I was trying to check it out first.
Yeah, welcome, dear.
I wonder how Jared Ayers, he spells his last name. That's my maiden name.
Oh. Yeah. Go ahead. He spells it A-Y-E-R-S.
So is my name, A-Y-E-R-S.
Well, we're all family.
And where's he at?
Go ahead.
They're in Alabama.
Yeah, we're
that
in Alabama.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Well, Jared, well, meet your cousin Annette.
It's a possibility. You never know.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Not a lot of shared same last names.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Okay, who else wants to say hello tonight?
Hi, Vicki, this is Helen.
Welcome, my dear.
Hey, Miss Vicki.
Hey. Hi, Miss.
Sorry, I'm cutting in. I'm sorry. I muted out for a minute. I'm sorry. Stepping on somebody. Hello, hello.
Welcome.
Hi, this is Claudia. Glad to be here.
Thank you, Claudia.
Hi.
Hey, it's Jason.
Hey, Miss Vicki, it's Rose.
Hi, Rose. I think I got Judy or somebody back there with the baby.
Yes, I got a baby. You're right.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else want to say hello? If not, I
Hi,
am Vicki, going
Renee.
To... Hi, Renee. Welcome.
I was able to make it. Thank you.
Thank you all for being here. We are coast to coast with the Holy
Boy,
Ghost.
We are. That's awesome. Oh, wow.
Praise God. I am going to go ahead then and mute your telephones, so that everyone will have a clear line to hear us tonight. And what that means to you is that you will be able to make whatever kind of noise you want to in your house, and you won't disturb anyone. And then at the end of the meeting, for those who are new on the line, I will share how to unmute your phone so that you can have a comment or a question if you need to do that. Hallelujah. And I just ask that those who already know how to unmute your phones just stay muted till then. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are Phil and Vicki Burdett with Freedom's Way Ministries, and we welcome you tonight. The mission of our ministry is to help you come into your true identity and discard the labels of the world, the lies of hell, and every unclean thing that has afflicted and affected you throughout your life. Those that you know about and those that you may not have recognized. To that end, we help you understand spirit world reality and overcome the assignments of hell that so subtly seem to overtake us. What is it the scripture says? The sin that so easily besets us. So, Father, to that end, we welcome you this night. We say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your amazing sacrifice, for your awesome love, for your unconditional, everlasting faithfulness and love to your children. We, Phil and I, we yield ourselves to you tonight. We say, come and have your way in this meeting. If there is anything said tonight, Lord, that's not your word or your will or your way, I ask that you remove it from the minds and hearts of your people. Bring us into a deeper relationship with you, a greater understanding of who you are and who we are in you. I take the authority of Jesus Christ and his blood and the power of the Holy Spirit, and I bind and break all strongholds, strong men of occultism. I bind you. I say you step aside because God is coming through. You will not muddle this meeting in any way. I come against every hindering spirit, every unclean antichrist spirit that would seek to corrupt, disrupt, interrupt, or otherwise defile what you want to accomplish, Lord. In the name of Jesus, station your angels round about us this night. Give us clear channel of communication, that we bring your word with clarity, and that it is received in truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, and thank you, Lord, that the no spirit of retaliation will be able to operate from these teachings. We're revealing truth to God's people about what's going on in the spirit and also in the world today in a major way. So, hallelujah. We're now going to briefly explore a huge block to healing. That is the spirit of occultism. Like I said before, alive and well in the world today. Perhaps above all spirits, the spirit of occultism is alive and well in the church. And this talks about the church, hallelujah. But in the world, in the government, it is enormous. And
in the schools.
Amen. The spirit is so deceptive and so clever at looking like light instead of darkness that no one is completely untouched. Christians are a fair game, and the occult has many of us firmly entrapped. We don't even know it. Let us first tell you what occult means. We tend to think of it as some kind of heebie-jeebies, voodoo, witchcraft, or something really spooky. And that's true, but it's much more than that. We cannot teach you everything you need to know about occultism in one session. So we'll just get you headed in the right direction and let you and the Holy Spirit work it out together. Hallelujah.
That sounds fair enough.
All right. So the word occult comes from astronomy, and it simply means when one heavenly body passes in front of another and obscures the one behind it. But occultism is spiritual, and it appears to be light, but it is a counterfeit. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, Paul was speaking to believers when he said, "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which you have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him."
Yeah, we don't want you to do that. Hallelujah. Paul was concerned that occultism would come across in front of the truth and obscure it. And that is what happened. And that is what continues to happen every day inside the church and outside the church. I'm going to give you a brief testimony from many years ago about a Christian who came into the auto body shop to have her car repaired. Now, she was telling us about her mother and the physical problems that she had, and somewhat about her own problems. So we gave her a copy of Pastor Henry's book, A More Excellent Way, which describes many spiritual roots of disease. And then later in the week, after she began to read the book, she came back. She was hungry to know more. She hadn't finished that book, but she began to tell us about how she had received the third eye from a man who had come to her church, and how ever since then she could see things. She had visions of bad things happening to people she knew. And then she would call those people to tell them, and she would find out, sure enough, that something bad had happened already. She was completely innocent of the fact that she had stepped into the kingdom of darkness, designed to take her into fear. And she honestly thought that these dreams she was having, they were from God, when in fact, she was being used by Satan to set up doubt and unbelief through negative circumstances in other people's lives. But I want to tell you this. The Holy Spirit will warn you of something ahead of time, not after the fact. And a lot of times, good and evil can look very much alike. The only way you know the difference is by the Spirit of God and the Scripture. You will know them by their fruit. Now, there are three categories of occultism, three strong men that hold it in place, and they are very active today. And these are sorcery or pharmakia, drunkenness and unloving spirits, and spiritual bewitchment.
Hope y'all have your seatbelts on. Hallelujah. Sorcery or pharmakia is centered around prescription medications, herbs, and nutritional supplements. Now, don't tune us out just yet and think that we're against medicine or vitamins or keeping yourself healthy. And whatever you do, don't stop taking a prescribed medication without your doctor's superstition. Superstition. Oh, that was a help me, Jesus.
It might not have been.
Right. Yeah, hallelujah. But yes, a doctor, for instance, if you're on blood pressure medication or something like that, don't stop it because it can kill you. So at any rate, we're going to move along here. We are not against doctors, but we want you to come to a place where you trust God more than your medicine chest. You need to know that when they say doctors practice medicine, they're telling the truth. You know, I'm just not sure I want them practicing on me. So take an active part in your own health care.
Yeah.
Know what you're putting into your body, what its potential side effects can be, how it's supposed to work, and how it might interact with other things you take or even with your lifestyle. That's just common sense, and it can save your life. I would never start a new drug without thoroughly understanding it.
Let me project something here. As you are looking at these potential side effects, do not look at it with an anticipation of evil. Oh, my gosh, this is going to happen to me. Because that is one of the doors that the devil can use to put you in fear of a drug or of a side effect or of a whatever. So, you know, if you're prone to that kind of thing, oh my, this says I could have nausea, and now you're thinking every time you eat something you're going to throw up, then you need to get some deliverance from fear of evil.
Amen. And also, you know, most of these drugs do have listed side effects, and many of them sound identical. You know, every one of them seems to cause this, that, or the other, and could cause this, that, or the other, could cause this, that, or the other. So you have to use wisdom in studying through this stuff.
That's true. Plus the fact that a lot of times you will have to take the, you'll have to, but the doctor may prescribe a drug to you and then two more right behind it to contradict the side effects of the first one. So always be aware of what you are putting in your body, and do not go into this downward spiral of, I got to take these two so I don't get sick from the first one. Now, make sure that your body knows what's happening.
And ask questions.
Yes.
Ask a lot of questions. You know, does this affect this, or does this other thing affect this other thing when you're talking to your doctor? My doctor is very good at explaining these things. So make sure that you take an active part in your health care and know what's going on. When you take a drug that's been prescribed and your body needs it, ask the Father to bless it, to perform exactly as it is intended to do, with no adverse side effects, that it brings no harm to your body or your spirit, in Jesus' name. God will protect you. Hallelujah. Ask the Holy Spirit work with you to break the power of the curse and remove it so that you can get free of pharmakia. Does God tell us to seek sorcery or to trust Him?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The second category of occultism is drunkenness and unloving spirits. Now, this would include illegal drugs, alcohol, recreational drugs, other addictions. And third, the category that we're going to focus on is spiritual bewitchment. These are spirits of divination and witchcraft that disguise themselves in various ways. It also includes mind-altering meditations and other New Age practices. The reason that people go into the New Age and other occultic practices in the first place is a need to be in control of one's own destiny. Oh, my goodness. This is categorically opposed to the Word of God that tells us He is in control and we are to submit to Him. Now, driving the need to be in control of our own destiny is fear, which is basically a lack of trust in God. We somehow think we can do a better job with our life than He can. Never works out. Needing to know is a spirit of divination. Needing to control is a spirit of witchcraft and sorcery.
New Age is far too broad to go into in great depth. So basically, it's a large, loosely structured network of organizations and persons bound together by common values and a common vision. The agenda of New Age, which, by the way, is the term copyrighted by the Freemasons, is to demote Jesus Christ as Son of God and God Himself and make Him just one of many, or another man, a teacher, or a historical figure, or a great guy, or whatever they want to do. Yeah, prophet, yes, he's just one of them. You know, and one of the ways to get to heaven, watch out.
Good work, brother.
In many ways, the New Age movement is repackaged Hinduism, which has no founder or established canon and over 3 million gods.
I've been to India more than once, and you can buy a god on every street corner. They have little kiosks set up down the streets in the cities selling gods.
Wow. There's no good or evil, no right or wrong in Hinduism. All life is an illusion, referred to as Maya. The inner experience is exalted with a goal to turn inward and discover one's true nature using an altered state of consciousness so to experience union with God.
Say that again. Or maybe I should.
Thanks.
It's where the inner experience is exalted so that your goal is to look inside, turn inward, discover your own true nature by using an altered state of consciousness and experience a union with God. That's little g God, by the way.
Ungodly meditation, again, turning inward, becoming passive, having no focus, blanking out or emptying oneself, opens the door to evil spirits. Yet trance states and even channeling have become socially acceptable. Here it is entering into the world in so many areas. The New Age counterfeit of God is so deceptive that it's very difficult to recognize at all. Many New Age practices are in the church and have become acceptable. In the church, many are considered to be simply a form of entertainment or exercise and nothing to worry about. Nothing to see here, folks.
Move along. Nothing to see here. You know, years ago, I was shocked. I was just floored by this. But I opened our local newspaper, and there was a half page with this huge picture of an infant and the mom manipulating this baby's body into yoga position. And they were having these classes for infant yoga in the fellowship hall of the First Baptist Church. It was such an abomination. I cried that God's people
have become so deceived in so many areas. Oh, help us, Lord, in order to determine whether or not you are what you are becoming involved with. We want you to look at some things that will help you discern the spirits that are associated with the New Age. New Age is very prevalent in America. First of all, how is Jesus incorporated in what you are doing, in what you are involved in doing? Because all cults will lay claim to Jesus. It gives them a semblance of credibility. They will all tell you, oh yeah, we believe in Jesus. Secondly, if they use scripture, is it taken out of context? Because in order to understand the heart of God and his word, we have to eat the whole word. Not just a verse that we agree with or that we understand that's pulled out to prove something we've already decided to believe. That is a problem with the way most people study scripture, is they go about it with a preconceived belief. This is what I already believe, or this is the doctrine of my church, so I'm going to stick with the scriptures that I can use to prove that. Instead of letting the Word of God shape your belief, you take your belief to shape the Word of God in your life. And that's very dangerous. Third, is there a supernatural power coming from the kingdom of darkness? You know, in Matthew 24, verse 24, Jesus said, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Test the spirits, folks.
Oh, the truth. The truth will make you free. Is it in the Word? And what does the Word have to say about it? So look with me at Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 through 13. Now, as we read these, and you've done any of this, don't put yourself under condemnation. Just repent, ask forgiveness, and receive the deliverance that Jesus died to give you. Because we've all stepped into this area.
Amen.
So here we go, Deuteronomy 18, 10 through 13. "There shall not be found among you anyone that makes his son or daughter pass through the fire." That refers to the god Moloch and the sacrifices people made of their newborn babies. However, it translates into abortion in today's society.
What?
Or that uses divination. This is the need to know and all the things that go along with that, like palm reading, tarot cards, Ouija boards, even the old magic eight ball we played with as kids.
Amen, brother. Or an observer of times. That's astrology, by the way. What's your sign? One afternoon, a lady from the nursing home church where we were volunteering, I was helping her off the bus. She said, "Are you an Aquarius?" I answered her, "No, ma'am. I'm a Christian." So when somebody asks you your sign, tell them the only sign you have is the sign of the cross. Reading your horoscope every day, that is not a good idea. You know, well, would you like to know why those things seem to really happen? It's because you set it up in the spirit realm by believing it
or agreeing with it. In Psalm 116 and verse 10, it says, I believed, therefore I spoke, I was greatly afflicted. So you read your horoscope one day and it says that, you know, you got to watch out for holes in the ground.
Black
cats running, whatever it is, or you're going to have this happen to you today or that. And you begin to speak that, oh, I can't go there because, that, you know, the ground's not level. Or you begin to speak those things because you believe them, and sure enough, it happens. Okay, where am I? Okay, or an enchanter. Now, that word means hiss or whisper. It's the same word that's used in Genesis 3 when the serpent hissed at Eve. This is basically speaking another gospel. Or a witch. Most of us think of a witch as some weird woman with warts on her nose stirring a pot of lizard legs. I guess that's close. A witch is a person who chants incantations, casts spells, and so forth. It is a sorcerer. A witch is a follower of Satan. A part of the cult, Satanism, or a worshiper of nature who fancies herself as able to control the elements of nature. Witchcraft is manipulation with the purpose of controlling something or someone.
This should have been a 2-week teaching. Yeah, because this is this gets into the area. I mean, we can carry this into the area of climate control.
Oh,
we can control the climate, or we can control this disease, or, you know, if you do this, you know, and it's just so many areas that this opens up. But we're going to move ahead. Okay, this is also in the same, in Deuteronomy here, the same thing. We're still on that. Or a charmer, that's the person who has fellowship with or joins together with a society or a spell. This is a deceitful manipulator. Or a consulter with familiar spirits, and that's when you inquire of the dead. A seance, using a medium to contact your long-gone mother or Aunt Martha. Or a necromancer. This is following after frequenting near, with, or among, or even worshiping the dead. This could even include graveside chats with your dead relative. And what about the popular ghost tours? That would fit the definition of following after frequenting near, with, or among the dead.
Also, all those paranormal TV shows.
Right. And so much of this is done so innocently, you know, we don't think anything of it. And on with the scripture. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God does drive them out from before you. You shall be perfect with the Lord your God. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be perfect and doing everything right all the time. It means that with the Lord, you are entire, complete, in integrity and truth.
Amen.
Now, one of the reasons that people seek out the New Age is that everyone is looking for peace. And many of the New Age practices seem to provide a form of peace. But it's a false peace that is hypnotic. It leaves you unable to withstand stress and the everyday challenges of your life. And before long, you find that whatever the practice or the substance that you're using to get peace, whatever that is no longer enough. So you have to do more of it, or you have to have more of it.
So before you get involved, or if you're already involved, investigate. Do your homework. Who was the founder of this modality? What was his or her spirituality? What culture did it come out of? What were their beliefs? Who is their God or gods? Know this, as much as we want to Christianize something, you cannot separate the practice from the spirituality. A Christian practitioner of an occultic modality does not change the modality to a Christian one. Isaiah 5 and 13 says, my people are going into captivity because they have no knowledge. Well, here we are giving you the knowledge. What you do with it is up to you. But it would be wise to remember what the prophet Hosea said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. I will reject you that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law of your God. I will also forget your children. God takes it seriously. It is not harmless, and it's not just hurting just you. There's an amazing amount of information available for you to put in your knowledge bank and ask the Holy Spirit to work with you in understanding whether or not and how any of it applies to your life. And we are providing some of it here in this meeting tonight.
Amen.
If any of you have Freemasonry in your lives or in your generations, you need to know that that carries some very heavy occult spirits. There is a very special and very specific prayer for that involvement because it is so serious and it is so deep. So you can go on our website at freedomswayministries.com and listen to the video teaching on Freemasonry if you want to know more about it. And then if you believe you need to pray through deliverance, I would ask that you contact us directly at 904-993-2876. You can just send a text or whatever. Our churches are full of Masons, and people join because of the business networking, because their friends are there, or whatever. And this deception is extremely deep. It is very dangerous. And usually by the time you reach the levels where Jesus is renounced and Lucifer is exalted, you're so indoctrinated you don't even realize what you're doing. It is very bad stuff. But God can free you.
Amen. And we also want to give you some observable characteristics of occult bondage and influence. Observable characteristics of occult bondage and influence to help you recognize if you've been affected, even unknowingly. So see if any of this has affected you. Deep confusion, distrust or hatred of God, night torment and insomnia. Hallelujah. Hostility, aggression, and conflict. Fear of authority. Fear of relationships. Impatience. Help us, Lord. Control of others. Suspicion. Frustration. Insanity. Now, this one is a major danger of yoga, by the way. Depression and oppression. Tormenting thoughts. Pains that move around in the body. Wow. Feelings of isolation. Out-of-body experiences. Feelings of accusation against yourself and others. Causing division and making trouble. Wow. Fear. Obsessions. That's that obsessions? I guess like OCD or addictions. Hostility. I'm sorry, inability to hear God. Phew, I think the devil's attacking here. Falling asleep in church or while reading the Bible. rebellion, stubbornness, disobedience to God's word, loss of interest in church or the word, inability to develop a prayer relationship with God.
Wow,
there's a lot there. I'm sure that includes us all, honey. So we're now going to address the strongholds of occultism and a few of the occultic spirits that may be working in our lives and in our families' lives. And if you're ready to get rid of some stuff and begin to allow the Holy Spirit to show you other places where you put something else as a priority in your life other than God, then pray with us and let's get rid of this thief to your health and your life.
Amen.
And I pray protection over us all in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Before we get started, this is kind of a lengthy prayer. We may go over 9:30. Please, if you are going to pray this prayer, pray it all the way through. And wait, you know, if we're over 9:30, forgive us, but you need to not stop in the middle. If you cannot do that, if you cannot stay awake, or if you can't pray through it, or if you won't receive the deliverance afterward, then I would suggest that you give us a call. We've already given the number. I'll give it again later. Or text me tomorrow on that number, and I will give you a replay phone number for this entire message with the prayer so that you can get it all at once. Hallelujah. But for now, those of you who will and have a desire to get rid of some of this stuff that Phil just named, then pray with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I choose to forgive my ancestors.
I choose to forgive my ancestors.
And any other persons.
Any other persons.
Who may have opened the door?
May have opened the door
for spirits of occultism.
For spirits of occultism
in any and all forms.
In all forms.
To attach themselves or to take up residence with me.
To attach themselves or to take up residence with me.
I forgive those people.
Forgive those people.
I release them from responsibility.
I release them from responsibility.
For any curses of occultism or its associates.
Or its associates.
That may have attached themselves to me.
May have attached themselves to me.
I take responsibility for those curses.
I take responsibility for those curses.
And I give them to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Give them to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Because he is my curse bearer.
He is my curse bearer.
Now, I just want to say to you all who are praying this prayer, if it doesn't seem to apply to you, pray it anyway. You don't know what your ancestors were doing 140 years ago, first of all. Secondly, if it's there, it will go. If it's not there, you've lost nothing. So let's continue. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right now, in the name Lord Jesus Christ.
I break all agreement with every strong man holding occultism.
Break all agreement with every strong man holding occultism.
Drunkenness and unloving spirits.
Spirit.
Spiritual bewitchment.
Spiritual witchcraft.
Witchcraft and pharmakia.
Witchcraft and pharmakia.
I do not want these things in my life, Lord. I ask your forgiveness for participating with them.
I ask your forgiveness for participating with them.
I break agreement with slumbering spirits.
Slumbering spirits.
False signs and wonders. Double-mindedness.
Double-mindedness.
False prophecy. Doubt and unbelief.
Doubt.
I break agreement with false dreams and visions. Divination.
Divination.
Heresy.
Heresy.
Spiritual and religious pride.
spiritual and religious pride.
I break all agreement with spirit guides.
Spirit guides.
Arrogance. Genius. Drivenness. Familiar spirits. Performance. Guardian spirits. Strife. Necromancy. Forgive me, Lord, for opening the door to these things. I break all agreement with debate.
Break all agreement with debate.
Spiritualism. Argumentativeness. Poltergeist. Division. Psychic powers. Schism. Deaf and dumb spirits. Pharisaical spirits. Infirmity. Legalism. Anger and rage. I break agreement with spirits of control. Hatred of God and others. Religious spirits. Spirit of death. Spirit of denominationalism. I break agreement with insanity. Seducing spirits. Confusion. Error. Mental torment. Fear of death. I break all agreement now with Kundalini and Python. I do not want any of this in my life. And I will stand against it. I break all agreement with mental anguish.
I break all agreement with mental anguish.
Eastern mysticism.
Sorcery.
False religions.
False religion.
Rebellion.
Rebellion.
Stoicism. Superstition.
Superstition.
Druidism.
Druidism.
Competition with God.
Competition with God.
I break all agreement with witchcraft. Fatalism. Idolatry. Ungodly fear of God.
Ungodly fear of God.
Stubbornness.
Distrust of God.
I'm going to go back to that stubbornness. Generational stubbornness. Cultural stubbornness. Ethnic stubbornness. I don't want any of that. I break all agreement with fear from victimization.
Break all agreement with fear from victimization.
Fear of dying.
Fear of dying.
Dread.
Dread.
I break agreement with horror.
Break agreement with horror.
Fear of disease.
Fear of disease.
Apprehension.
Apprehension.
Fear of the future.
Fear of the future.
Fear of evil.
Fear of evil.
Night terror.
Night terror.
Night torment.
Night torment.
Fear from trauma coming out of occultism.
Trauma out of occultism.
And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I break all agreement with all practices and fruits of occultism. Alternative medicine practices. I'm just going to say, if any of you have participated in biofeedback, acupuncture, Eastern medicines, any of that, now's a good time to repent. I break all agreement with occultic celebrations. Holidays and symbols, including Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, leprechauns, the Easter Bunny. I break all agreement with occultic religions and rituals tied to ethnicity. including American Indian rituals, sweat lodges, peace feathers, animal spirit guides, Indian names. I break all agreement with occultic literature, games, movies, music, and entertainment. Father, forgive me for entertaining any of these things I have named, for participating with them in myself or in my generations. I receive your forgiveness, and I forgive myself. I declare that the blood of Jesus is all powerful and effective to free me from these things now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, I am going to now address these things. And anything that is still hanging on is going to leave. There may be some kind of manifestation. You may already have had some kind of manifestation. Coughing or sneezing or crying or yawning. Yawning is a big deal. Sneezing, I said that. You may even have some kind of unearthly kind of sounds coming out of you. I remember one time when I was, when they broke a curse of death off of me, and I heard this awful scream, and I thought, where, what? And I realized it was coming out of me. So do not be afraid. I bind up every spirit of fear of evil, because any spirit that manifests in any way, whether it gives you a tightness in the chest or a choking sensation or a band around the head or moving in your belly, whatever it is, it's only there to distract you or to put you in fear so that it doesn't have to go. So I bind up every spirit of fear of evil and every distraction in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind you with the cords of Yeshua HaMashiach. I say you step aside because God is coming through. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I bind to break the power of drunkenness and unloving spirits. I bind and break the power of spiritual bewitchment. I bind and break the power of witchcraft and pharmakia. I tell you all, you are bound. I set you aside because God is coming through now. And by the blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, I cast out slumbering spirits, false signs and wonders, every spirit of double-mindedness, false prophecy, doubt and unbelief, false dreams and visions, divination, heresy, spiritual and religious pride. Loose these people. They broke agreement with you. Get up and get out now. I cast out every spirit and spirit guide, animal spirits, up and out now in Jesus' name. Go. I cast out arrogance, genius, drivenness, familiar spirits, performance, guardian spirits, all spirits of strife, necromancy, debate, spiritualism, argumentativeness. Loose God's people. Get up, get out, and go. I send everything I have named, I send you into the pit. That burning coals fall on you and you cannot rise again. In the name of Jesus, I cast out poltergeist, spirit of division, psychic powers. Get out the third eye. Go in Jesus' name. I cast out schism. I speak to deaf and dumb spirits in the name of Jesus. You have no place here. Get up, get out, and leave. I send you into the pit. In the name of Jesus, I speak to Pharisaical spirits, legalism, anger, rage, infirmity, every spirit and spirit guide of infirmity. Loose them and let them go. All spirits of control, hatred of God, hatred of others, every religious hindering spirit, every unclean thing, get up, get out, leave them now. Come out from every cell in their bodies and take your nasty diseases with you. I break the power of death. Woo, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Get out. I cast out that spirit of death, suicide, spirit of Baal, prophets of Baal, prophets of the groves, denominationalism. I speak to insanity. You don't have a place here. Get up, get out, and go. I cast out seducing spirits, confusion, error, mental torment, all spirits of fear of death, all spirits of Kundalini and Python. I put a hook in your jaw and I pull you up and out. I cast everything I have named into the consuming fire of the living God. Now, our God is a consuming fire. I cast out by the blood of Jesus mental anguish. Get up, get out, and leave. I cast out Eastern mysticism, sorcery, false religions, every spirit and spirit guide of rebellion, stoicism, superstition, druidism, competition with God. Loose them and let them go. They broke agreement with you. Get out now in Jesus' name. I send you to the pit. I command burning coals to fall on you. You cannot rise again. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to witchcraft, Satanism, Wiccan, I cast you out. I cast out fatalism, idolatry, ungodly fear of God, all stubbornness, generational and present. Get up, get out, and go from every cell in their body. I cast out distrust of God, fear from being victimized, fear from victimization. Get out in Jesus' name. Break that trauma. I cast out fear of dying, fear of disease, dread, horror, apprehension, fear of the future, fear of evil, night terror, night torment, insomnia. Get up, get out, go now in Jesus' name. Get out. You don't belong here. I speak to fear from trauma that came out of occultism, the things that you participated in that you didn't even know were occultic. And now you have fear about it. I break the power of that fear in Jesus' name. Get out. Get up, get out, and go. I cast out every spirit and spirit guide of alternative medicine practices, acupressure, acupuncture, most forms of chiropractic. I cast out that spirit guide in the name of Jesus. Eastern medicines, go in Jesus' name. I speak to all spirits and spirit guides of occultic celebrations, holidays, symbols. Loose them and let them go. Get up, get out, go. I cast out occultic religions and rituals of ethnicity. Loose them. Go now. Any idolatry to roots, loose them now and let them go. Genealogy, occultic genealogy, obsessions, I cast out every spirit and spirit guide from anything that you have read or any game that you have played, any movie that you have seen, music that you have heard, other forms of entertainment that are occultic. I speak to those spirits and spirit guides. I close those doors now in the name of Jesus, and I seal them with his blood. Jesus Christ closes doors that no man can open. In the name of Jesus, we close these doors to occultism, to occultic literature, games, movies, music, entertainment. And we seal those doors in the name of Jesus Christ. Dungeons and Dragons. Pokemon. Harry Potter. In the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is moving and reminding you all of something. Speak it out. Break agreement with it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I speak now to the strong men of drunkenness and unloving spirits. I cast you into the pit. That burning coals fall on you and you cannot rise again. I cast out that strong man of spiritual bewitchment, python, divination, go in Jesus' name. I send you to the pit. I cast out the strong man of witchcraft. Christian witchcraft, pharmakia, I send you into the pit now in Jesus' name. I declare burning coals fall on everything I have named, that it cannot rise again in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask that you send your angels of burning judgment, destruction, against any hangers-on, any unclean thing that's dragging its feet. Put it to flight, Lord. Herd them into your fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that nobody can do what you do. Thank you, God. Thank you that your desire is to free your people. Thank you, Father, that we receive your freedom, that we live in it, that we hold on to it. In Jesus' name, strengthen us, God, to recognize these things and to submit ourselves to you. So that we can resist and the devil flees. Lord, in every place where a spirit or a spirit guide, generational or present, has been. Lord, I just take the sword of the Spirit and I sever all those generational cords of iniquity, every evil soul tie from anything at all, especially in the area of satanic ritual abuse. I cut off those cords of iniquity and those soul ties, and I pull out the wires and the needles. In Jesus' name, I send back in the Spirit every ungodly thing that attached itself to your people. I take back for them every godly thing they were meant to have. I reverse the curses of occultic behaviors, occultic modalities, occultic involvement in any way or participation. I reverse those curses now. And I send them back to hell where they belong. And I ask that you fill your people, fill us all, Lord God, in every place where a spirit has left. Fill that place with more of you. Fill us with your truth. Fill us with your mercy, your grace, your purity. Fill us with your power. Fill us with your wisdom, Lord God, to rightly respond to you, to stand the ground we've taken this night. Fill us with your Holy Spirit fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, faith, gentleness, goodness, meekness, self-control. Fill us, Lord, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. I cancel all cell memories of occultism and the diseases it has held in place. I cancel those cell memories of deep confusion and distrust, night torment, insomnia, hostility, aggression, conflict, fears of all kinds. I cancel those cell memories of insanity, depression, oppression, tormenting thoughts, cell memories of pain, isolation, accusation, division, cell memories of obsession, addiction, lethargy, stubbornness, rebellion, cell memories of disobedience, inability to hear God. I cancel that and every unclean illness, disease, or infirmity that has been held in your physical flesh. In the name of Jesus, as God fills us now with his love and renews the life he gave us, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. We're a few minutes over. But I think it was important. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Take a breath. Everybody take a breath. Breathe in the love of God, the anointing that is flowing from the third heaven. Take it in. Let the Holy Spirit wash through you with his river of living water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive your healing now as we loose that healing anointing to touch and heal. God's people. Touch and heal. And I plead the blood of Jesus over all of us for protection, for strength, for cleansing. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your goodness. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for deliverance and freedom. Thank you for a refreshing, a new day. This is a new day for God's people. Move forward in power. In Jesus' name, touch and heal your people, God. Touch and heal. Satan, get your hands off God's property and get behind us in the name of Jesus. You are bound. You cannot operate. No spirit of retaliation will operate. In the name of Jesus, you are bound, you are cast out, and you get behind us in the name of Jesus. Because God's power is coming through in a new and powerful way today. In Jesus' name, be free. Be free. And as Aaron, the high priest of Israel, blessed the children of Israel, I bless you tonight with the Aaronic benediction from Numbers, the sixth chapter. It goes like this in Hebrew and in English. God bless you and receive. Yivarechach Adonai. Ve'yishmarecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha yifunecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yosem lecha Shalom. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face unto you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance unto you and give you shalom, give you peace. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, who is the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your presence and encamping your angels around your people and sealing this word in their heart that they would remain free, stay free, and seek freedom in every way in their life. And none of this comes back upon them. It's swept, the house is clean, but it is filled up with God's Spirit in the name of Jesus. We loose the Holy Spirit to have your way in your people tonight, in the mighty, precious, and powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You are dismissed. If you have a comment or a question, feel free to push your *6 keys, and that will unmute your phone, and I'll be glad to hear you. Otherwise, good night. God bless you.
I give God all the glory and the praise and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I have a question.
Yes.
This is Claire. I'm interested in the you combine drunkenness and unloving spirits.
Yes.
Can you explain more?
What is your question?
Why are they combined?
Drunkenness and unloving spirits are basically the same. because your Antichrist unloving spirit is the source of all addiction, is the need
okay.
to be loved. The need to be loved is a source of all addiction. Drunkenness normally is going to refer to addictions and many other things, but it's a self-hatred and a self-rejection.
Okay.
That's kind of a broad brush and a generalization, but I think you get the picture.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
It doesn't seem that much like a cult, though.
Like a what? Oh, yes. Yeah. It holds occultism in place.
It holds it in place.
Yes, anything that has a priority or that hides God, that obscures who he is and who you are, is occultic.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
That was a good definition.
Thank you, Rick.
Hey, Vicki, it's Marcia. I just want to say good night to you and Phil.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Whee!
My deliverance.
Amen. Freedom!
Amen.
It is for freedom that he has made us free.
Amen. So,
okay.
Well, God bless you guys, and God bless what you do.
Thank you.
And was that my friend that Rick from Montana?
It was. That was Rick of the Mountain.
Hey, Rick of the Mountains. He's probably hung up already. Okay, well,
maybe.
Good night, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Marcia.
I'm still here. Who is that?
That was Marcia.
Marcia. Oh,
that
praise God. Yeah, I'm driving. Yeah. Bless her heart.
Well, she may have hung up now, but it's okay. Rick of the Mountain. Need to come back down to Florida and say hello.
Oh, I do. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, anybody else?
Good night, Eva.
Thank you.
Yeah,
God bless you. Hey, Larry.
Hey, what is that number you said to call? Because I got cut off twice. It said, this call has restrictions. Huh?
Okay. Text me. You have my number, right? It's 904-993-993-2876.
2876.
Tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow, sometime around 10 or 11 or so. They will send me a playback number for this recording tonight.
Okay.
And I don't have it to give you right now, but I will have it tomorrow. So if you'll text me, then I can shoot it right back to you as soon as I get it.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here. Okay, hearing nobody else, I'm going to say good night. I love you all. Bye now.
Good night. We love you.
Good night. Good night. God bless.
Good night. Bye. God bless.
Woo-hoo!